This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Detroit News, ex-Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and his fiancée said "I do" Saturday at an afternoon ceremony at Detroit's historic Little Rock Baptist Church. Kilpatrick and Letitia Marie McGee, married, surrounded by family and friends at the church off Woodward Avenue, where he gave a sermon last month. Earlier in the afternoon, a wedding dress was brought into the church. Police helped deal with traffic control along Woodward. By 3 p.m., guests were still arriving, and the parking lots were almost completely full. Shortly before 4 p.m., the ceremony began, and the doors to the church were closed. The ceremony ended about 5 p.m. Kilpatrick announced the wedding date during a deadline Detroit interview on Tuesday. "We started a conversation and started praying together," he said during the interview. "Neither one of us was looking for a relationship at the time." He said that allowed them to be brutally honest with one another. Kilpatrick preached at the House of Worship last month, addressing how he has changed. "How can you be born again and be the same person?" the former mayor asked those gathered at the church, where he took to the pulpit amid shouts of "Kwame" and "We love you, Kwame." According to People magazine, a Michigan man rescued his baby daughters from a house fire earlier this month, suffering severe burns in the process. On Friday, 16 of July, 23-year-old Ray Lucas of East Point, Michigan, came home after running an errand with girlfriend Cheyenne Brown, with whom he shares 18-month-old twin daughters, Malaysia and Milan. When the couple returned, they found their house on fire, according to a GoFundMe page created for the family. The heroic father then ran into the burning home without hesitation to retrieve the baby girls from the basement. "The house was engulfed in smoke. I saw my mom and my niece were standing at the door and they were frantic," Lucas told WJBK. "I just knew I had to get my babies out. That's what went through my mind. You really couldn't see your hand in front of your face. I really only found my babies due to my memory, just knowing where they were and knowing how to get to them." According to the fundraiser page, the father was severely burned in the electrical fire and sustained second and third degree burns to his face, eyes, neck, arms, and other parts of his body, in addition to smoke inhalation. Now, Lucas is worried that he will not be able to return to work due to the extent of his injuries. The crowdfunding description also explained that their house was completely destroyed and the family lost absolutely everything in the fire. As of Monday morning, over $112,000 has been raised, smashing the $40,000 goal. Reflecting on the extent of his injuries, the dad told WJBK that he was temporarily blind for 3 days, and they said it was a miracle I could see. "I've got burns on my arms, but for the most part, everyone is still here," he said. According to CBN, Robert Paris Moses, a civil rights activist who was shot at and endured beatings and jail while leading black voter registration drives in the American South during the 1960s and later helped improve minority education in math, has died. He was 86. Moses, who was widely referred to as Bob, worked to dismantle segregation as the Mississippi field director of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee during the Civil Rights Movement and was central to the 1964 Freedom Summer, in which hundreds of students went to the South to register voters. Moses started his second chapter in civil rights work by founding in 1982 the Algebra Project, thanks to a MacArthur Fellowship. The project included a curriculum Moses developed to help struggling students succeed in math. Ben Moynihan, the director of operations for the Algebra Project, said Moses' wife, Dr. Janet Moses, told him her husband passed away Sunday morning in Hollywood, Florida. Information was not given as to the cause of death. "Bob Moses was a hero of mine. His quiet confidence helped shape the civil rights movement, and he inspired generations of young people looking to make a difference, said former President Barack Obama on Twitter. According to the New York Post, Georgia Spa mass shooter Robert Aaron Long on Tuesday pleaded guilty to 4 out of the 8 murders, blaming the slaughter on a drunken suicidal shame triggered when his roommate caught him watching porn. Wearing a white button-down shirt and slacks and sporting a mohawk haircut, Long, 22, pleaded guilty in Cherokee County Superior Court to all 4 murders at Young's Asian Massage in Woodstock, the first part of a shocking shooting spree in March. He accepted a deal of 4 life sentences without the possibility of parole to be served consecutively, plus 35 years on other charges. Prosecutors had planned to seek the death penalty if he did not plead guilty, a capital sentence he still faces if convicted for the other 4 murders in Atlanta at 2 spas he shot up after Young's. Since that day, my office has been in regular contact with those individuals who've been most impacted by this senseless and devastating attack, the surviving victims and the family members of those murdered individuals, Cherokee County District Attorney Shannon Wallace said at a news conference. They have been clear and united in their measure. Justice and closure are needed now, Wallace said. She said her office had been prepared to seek the death penalty at trial, but said the families made it clear that their desire was for us to resolve this case short of trial. According to Christianity Today, priests and parishioners in the Anglican Church in North America, ACNA, are expressing grief and anger over sexual abuse allegations against a lay leader in the Diocese of the Upper Midwest and the revelation that its bishop waited 2 years to notify churches in the diocese about the reports. Church leaders and advocates in Illinois and beyond see this case as a chance for the 12-year-old denomination to establish better practices for preventing abuse and to care well for survivors. After admitting he had regrettable errors in the process, Bishop Stuart Rock III requested a leave of absence this month as the diocese investigates whether he and other diocesan leaders mishandled abuse allegations against Mark Rivera, a former lay leader at Christ Our Light Anglican in Big Rock, Illinois, and longtime member and volunteer at Church of the Resurrection in Wheaton, Illinois. Until his leave, Rock was a pastor at Church of the Resurrection, the diocesan headquarters. On July 1st, more than 30 female clergy in the ACNA published an open letter expressing support for the survivors and pledging to help the denomination create better processes for responding to abuse allegations with urgency, compassion, accountability, and transparency. According to People magazine, Snoop Dogg thanked fans for their prayers and well wishes for his mother Beverly Tate as he shared a health update on her behalf amid her hospitalization on Instagram Sunday. "Happy Sunday, me and my brothers went to see Mama today, and she opened up her eyes to see us and let us know she's still fighting," Snoop wrote, posting a photo of himself gently touching Tate's forehead as she laid in a hospital bed while his siblings watched on. "God is good, thanks for all the prayers, one day at a time," he added. In response, many of the artist's famous friends offered words of support and well wishes in the comments section. According to the Chicago Defender, the Ida B. Wells Monument was unveiled Wednesday at 37th and Langley among a crowd of spectators, public officials, Brunsville, and former Ida B. Wells home residents. The 20-foot-tall sculpture, Light of Truth, was designed by Chicago artist and sculptor Richard Hunt. The monument has 3 bronze columns with spirals, coils, Ida B. Wells biographical facts, and one of her famous quotes, "The way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them." The monument is the first in the city of Chicago to honor a black woman, The monument was commissioned by the Ida B. Wells Commemorative Committee. Michelle Duster, the great-granddaughter of Ida B. Wells, had to let the ceremony sink in that after 13 years of support from donors and hard work, the monument has become a reality. After working on this project for over a decade, the reality that it is finished is still sinking in. I realized the other day that if the project were a child, it would be graduating from 8th grade now. I truly hope that the monument will be a source of pride for the Bronzeville neighborhood where my great-grandmother lived for over 35 years, as well as the whole city, state, and nation. Ida B. Wells spent her entire adult life fighting for justice and equality. The awe-inspiring monument created by world-renowned Chicago native Richard Hunt should inspire people to see their own power and continue her work, says Michelle Duster. At the Ida B. Wells dedication ceremony, violinist Wendy Indi opened the program with her performance of the hymn, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Brian Stevenson of the Equal Justice Initiative, actress Tika Sumter, and Mariam Kaba, organizer and author, paid virtual tributes and congratulations on the historic moment. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Cook County Board President Tony Perkwinkle, 4th Award Alderwoman Sophia King, and journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones made remarks about the life and legacy of Ida B. Wells and the lack of monuments and statues honoring black women. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.